We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:49 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Walmart suing Tesla over solar panel fires at seven stores.
Two
suspects arrested in connection with Wichita's 20th homicide of the year.
One.
Wichita woman charged with first-degree murder in the death of her two-year-old son. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area going up. Yeah, that's right, they're going up today. We had prices down around two, and some places down around 2.17 a gallon yesterday. Looks today like a lot of places at 2.29 a gallon. So those gasoline prices jumping around a dime or so. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot with a 30% chance for rain today. Then a high of 95 degrees. Yesterday's high was 104. 60% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low is 69. Thursday mostly cloudy, cooler, 50% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high only 84. Now mostly cloudy, west wind at 5 miles per hour, 76 degrees. Have you found yourself wanting a hat, but you don't think you look good in one? Go into Hatman Jack's and let them show you how good you can look in the right hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. Measles continues to be a major problem in the United States.
This is House Call for Health. According to the CDC, the U.S. has seen the most cases of measles this year since 1992. Recent reports indicate the number of cases surpassing 1,100, hospitalizing more than 100. Doctors warn that even though homegrown cases of measles have been under control for decades, it's important to remember that measles is still very common in other parts of the world. And when the disease travels to the U.S., those who are unvaccinated are at risk. The MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, is recommended for children beginning at 1 year old. There's also a booster between ages 4 and 6, but it's never too late to get the MMR vaccine if a person did not receive one as a child. Research shows that the MMR vaccine is not only safe, it's very effective. The CDC says the majority of measles cases in the U.S. in 2019 were in people who were unvaccinated. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
The truth about your net worth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. Financial planning, as you know, can be complex. It is a long-term commitment that takes a clear strategy and constant monitoring. Many of us have done a quick mental check of our assets and debt, then somehow decided that we're okay and we'll be fine in retirement. Well, that's good. But we aren't always honest with ourselves. That rental property may have been worth $200,000 at the height of the market. And if you had to sell it now, you might realistically get only $175,000. But in your mental financial plan, you generalize about the perceived value at $200,000 and you use that number to establish your net worth. Tricking yourself will not help the bottom line. In fact, it can harm your chances of a solid retirement. Honestly, answer a few questions first. First of all, what are your goals? What is the true condition of your employment for the next 10 years, let's say? What level of debt do you hold? What is a realistic value of what you own? Regarding goals, you're probably shooting for a well-funded retirement and maybe putting a child through college. To fund those buckets, you'll need a secure source of income. Your short and long-term job prospects are tremendously important to review and to make changes if needed to make your income as secure as possible. Control your debt. Now, this one is tough, but borrow only for investments. That means borrow to pay for things that will appreciate over time. That would be a house, a business. A car is a depreciating asset and should be paid for from savings if you can do that. Bottom line, being honest with yourself is a first step to a good, solid financial plan. And if you have any questions on how to do this, give me a call, number 634-2222.
Today is National Senior Citizens Day, recognizing the achievements of more mature representatives of our nation. According to the 2017 census, 47 million seniors live in the United States.
Wow.
47 million. By 2060, we won't be around, but by 2060, that number will be nearly double.
Well, that's when the millennials, which is the largest generation,
they're going to start getting the senior citizenship.
Yeah.
All right.
So, hey, tell me something. When you go out to a restaurant, do you ask for the mature or the senior the senior discount? Do you ever pull that card out or not?
I really don't. I haven't. It's a good idea. I think I'll start doing that.
Yeah.
I usually
not that
ask,
you're old enough for
I
it.
Usually
you
know, for the, I usually ask
the
for
seasoned
the
citizen.
Yeah.
Sound like I got salt on me or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a seasoned citizen.
The old fogey discount.
Yeah.
I just usually ask the waitress for the best-looking customer discount. I usually get it on that. So.
Oh, really?
Works real well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. 655.
Rack. I know Ted had a good one brewing in there. He was going to
No, he doesn't. He's all right. 655 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock. Complete look at today's news with Steve and Ted. Wichita woman charged with murder in the death of her son. That story and more news coming up at the top of the hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.